Red Rooster.
New spicy wings. Feel the peppery tingle. Limited time, so get in fast.
The Rooster's calling.
The powerful 3-litre turbo diesel Isuzu D-Max. No matter the adventure, the Isuzu D-Max is born to play.
It's Saturday lunchtime,
which means it's crunch time on SEN.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is crunch time. Thanks to you, beauty. Red Rooster, new spicy wings. A peppery tingle. You can feel it. Limited time, so get in fast. The Rooster's calling. And Isuzu, the powerful 3-litre turbo diesel Isuzu D-Max. No matter the adventure, the Isuzu D-Max is born to play. And you can hear the tone, that song in the background. And our guest today who's chimed into the back line, I just felt his hairs go up because I think about him at semi-finals and Origins and big games, etc. Eric Groth Jr., this song I can see on the field, mate.
Yes, mate. It's good to be here, guys. I remember hearing that song as we were, waiting for kickoff, and you just hear it. I think Puff Daddy did a version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just that Kashmir Led Zeppelin riff playing over with that big fat John Bonham beat over the top. Absolutely. Yes, like you said, hairs standing up on the back of your neck, shoulders.
Wherever you like.
It's growing everywhere these days.
Wherever you like. How are you, Finch, man?
I'm better after hearing that little analogy from the guru. I'm good, mate. Yeah, I've watched the Panthers last night. Good win from the Sharks. And one thing for Panthers, obviously, they've obviously had a bit of a hiccup, but just like a lot of teams, you take a few of their best players out and, they've hit a little hurdle. So at that time of year with Origins, injuries, a few suspensions affecting a few teams, but good work from the Sharks last night to beat the Panthers.
Now, boys, pressure. Some eat it, some get eaten by it. Now, Simon Hill and Jaleesa Apps, they have put us into a commanding position. They have taken us right to the front, and it is our journey. We have to march on with this today on this Saturday.
Well, I can certainly make us fall over from here, don't worry about that, but... Yeah, they did a great job, the guys.
On fire.
They are. They're both professionals too, and they're both off to work. So Jaleesa's off to Channel 10. Simon's off to call the A-League. So there you go there. And we are in for a couple of good hours. The rules today for this show on Crunch Time, there are no rules. You set the pace. 0457 736 736 is the text line. You can call us. Have your say. What are your observations? What do you want to talk about on this Saturday? 1300 01 1170. Let's start with this gentleman as we welcome all of our listeners across the SEN network, including 10:53 a.m. SEN Track Brisbane, 16:20 a.m. SEN Gold Coast, as well as our listeners on the SEN app and the SEN podcast. Download the SEN app and listen to Crunch Time anytime, anywhere. Last night, boys, the Sharkies are one of those teams who, they've played the finals the last 4 years or so. They just don't go away, do they?
No, we're talking about it earlier. Even, especially over my career, no matter where they were on the table, it was always a tough game.
Yeah.
Now they're at Cogger at the moment, but you go down to Shark Park, it'd be windy, it'd be hard, and
it's got that real Silvertail versus
Fibro
vibe about. They got the Fibro vibe about them, haven't they?
Yeah,
they got that real mongrel like that. Yeah, the Magpies used to have when Tommy was playing. It feels like when you used to go there and play them, it was always going to be a mongrel,
and there's always going to be a drag out. You know, drag them to the gutter. You know, tough game where you play the Tigers back when we played, and it was end to end because they obviously had.
Yeah.
Benji and Robbie, and they like to play that attacking style where the Sharks, they just like to drag you down to their level and make it as hard as possible. And they've done that again last night, and they've turned it around.
13-plus.
Oh, on the 13-plus?
On 13-plus, but I needed Will Chambers to score a meat pie, and then I would have had my multi would have been very handsome.
I said at the start of the week, I said, gentlemen, there is no way in the world into our punters club that Ivan will back these players up. There's no way in the world. $3.50 was ridiculous, Guru, wasn't it?
Yeah, mate. It's
they still started favourite when they knew the players were out.
Yeah, I know. I was looking on the sports bet app there and I was thinking that's a bit weird if they're still a decent price. That's why I started having a look at the 13 plus and that. I thought maybe they'll blow them away, and they did. I just needed the big Will Chambers to cross, but he let me down, so I'll have to send him a text later. David, have his number. I'll just send a random text to some number, and hopefully it's him.
What's the name? What do they say in this song here? See if you can guess the name. Don't let me down.
Bruce.
That's it. Don't let me down.
Hey, when it comes to music, this man's got it all covered.
I knew. That's why I looked at him, not you. That's exactly right. 1300.
Don't let me down, Brett. Let me tell you, my ass is Brett that's usually letting people down.
Who's singing that song, if it don't let me down, Brett?
Ellie, my mum, Ricky Stewart, Frank Bellamy.
Yeah. Have your say on the text line here, 0457 736 736. Appy Corrissau, he's fine for tripping. Look, you know what, to be honest with you, it's not a great look tripping, but I've actually
back in the day, it was huge.
I know.
It was a send off offence.
But you never, like, has anyone ever been injured from being tripped?
Nah, you might bruise a toe.
It always looks like to me the ones that they really slow down and look at closely, it looks like it's more of a reaction than anything and a poor reaction. And obviously, it's got to be outlawed, but. Yeah, it's not a big issue these days.
Did you catch the Seagulls' big win, Guru?
I caught the back end of that before watching this game here, the Sharkies and the Panthers. But Tommy Turbo, man, he didn't play, but just what about the difference from when he wasn't playing to when he came back and the presence that he has? I was saying to Finchie out there before, he's one of them players that when he's in the team, everyone else lifts a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a confidence thing across the board, mate. He's just like a big. He reminds me of a big. I went to Thailand to this dodgy zoo, right? This dodgy zoo in Thailand, and they had these out the back. They had these. It was all tigers and stuff. They're all sedated. It was really sad, actually.
Yeah.
Went out the back and there was this big field and there was these ostriches.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me of these ostriches. Big. He had these big.
Strong,
he's got this big bum and powerful legs and quite tall. I don't know. I've never stood next to him, but I'm 6'4" or whatever.
He'd be tearing over me.
Yeah. And I just absolutely in awe of him. The other night watching him play Origin, it was like watching, at times, a teenager playing against toddlers.
And the best thing is, the amount of work he does out of there, and then he took two carries the first set.
Yeah.
So he does all the hard stuff as well. Talking about Thailand, Guru mentioned that. Me and Guru went on a lot of trips together and had a lot of good times on the drink back in our beer drinking days. And it was just when we were driving out, we were talking about it. We had the fundraiser at Parramatta when we were at the Eels. And I was still living in these suburbs, and me and Guru out there said, come on, Guru, we'll go back into down the Golden Sheaf for a beer after we had our bit of a fundraiser.
How good was the sheaf?
We'd been drinking, and Guru goes, oh, I've got my car here. We're going to have to leave it. What am I going to do with my car? And there was this old country jockey, I won't say his name, he was out drinking with us. He used to come and have a beer with us. It was a bit of a laugh. I don't know so much of a laugh at him or with him, but one of the two was quite funny. He goes, boys, don't worry. Old driver's back in the city. He was drunk himself.
So he said, I've only had two. I reckon he had 22.
He goes, I've only had two. He goes, get in. And he starts driving. He keeps looking at us. And we're going, mate, obviously little jockey's feet could hardly touch the pedals. He keeps turning around talking to us. We're going, mate, face the front. He goes, don't worry, boys. I drive better after a few beers, and as he does that, he goes bang straight up the arse.
Which is a good reminder, Finchie. It is double demerits
exactly
right now.
Yes.
Double demerits.
And that's why you brought that up too.
Exactly right.
Thanks.
Drive responsibly.
Have you noticed all the phone things? I hadn't noticed them.
Yeah.
And when you do notice them, you see them bloody everywhere.
Oh, 100%. I got done by one. It was like 5 points or something.
Yeah.
The little yellow kind of mechanism on the side of the road, and it hangs up and over.
Yeah.
It's like Big Brother's everywhere now, isn't he?
Yeah.
You can't get away from it. So I guess it's a safe.
I used to drive in no pants on. I can't do that anymore.
No, well, you can. I don't think there's a fine for that yet.
I got done with the same thing, and my
pants off.
My fat little guts are sitting there, and I'm thinking I couldn't refute that. I couldn't refute that. That's me. No further questions, Your Honour. 1300 01 1170. You can text us 0457 736 736. It was the opening of Four Pines Park yesterday. It was great little scenes out there, and not only that, it was the tribute night to the late great Bobby Fulton, and we just felt during the call, Guru, that there was that flag at the southern end at the Fulton Menzies stand, half-mast, and we just felt it, didn't we, Fincher? We thought, Bozo's going to drag him to 50. He's going to drag him to 50, and sure enough. But what about, it was 12 points to nil after 10 minutes, and at that time, me and Fincher going, Toddy! He was next door to us. And by the way, I've never seen a coach and an assistant coach look so similar, being Dino and Toddy Payton. So we're getting our faces up and I'm saying, good on you, Toddy, blah, 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 blah. And then after that, we've got our heads back. It went pear-shaped. But what was it, Finchie? It was 35 minutes had gone. It was 12-10.
Yeah, and they stood and applauded for Bozo because he was the 175th Manly player. That was his number.
Yeah.
So after 175 seconds, I think.
Yeah, 2 minutes 55 it was.
Yeah, right. And at that time, Cowboys had scored. So Cowboys had scored.
Did you see that, Guru?
So everyone stood in the portal. So it looked like everyone was clapping the Cowboys try.
It was the weirdest thing you've ever seen. Cowboys have scored, and the whole Manly crowd's up clapping. And they go,
and then they get beat by. They get beat.
Don't they say depending on what's going on the field?
Yeah,
yeah.
But then they get beat by 50. So out of the whole game, they've dominated except that one. Yeah. 170, when Cowboys scored, that's when they clapped out of the whole time. So. But it was a great way to pay tribute to Bozo, obviously not only from playing but coaching, a Manly legend.
Yeah, what an impact he's had on the game of rugby league and just the people involved in it. And I haven't heard a bad word said about him.
I've heard plenty. Yeah, he had some running these days.
Off air, but everyone respects him to the utmost. And big loss for the game of rugby league.
Gentlemen, you blokes have played in the big games. Tell me what you think is required in a team to make a grand final or to win a grand final. What do you think are some of the ingredients you need?
I can tell you about making one, not quite about winning one. Making one, I think everyone has to be on board, obviously. Hayden Knowles was really good, and he's doing it now with the Panthers. You can see it. It just looks like a Hayden Knowles-trained team. Yeah. You know, he gets everyone so pumped to be there. The sessions are short and sharp. You're all buying into it. You're all high-fiving each other. There's just an energy happening, and it's hard to not be in it. If you're not in it, you know, you're not in it. And for me, I can see that across the board in the Panthers squad. They're all playing for each other. They all believe in it. They're all bought into it. So I think, if you get a couple of bad eggs in there, and I've been a bad egg in my time, I can say, but if you get a couple of bad eggs in that mix, it's really poisonous, and that can spread like wildfire too. So I think when everyone's on board and everyone's buying into the motive and where he's going with it, then it's very hard to stop. It is.
What do you think, Finch, man?
Yeah, very similar to what
it's a loaded question. There's a reason I'm asking you this.
I think it's a mentality that you've got to have, you know, a selfless mentality to work ethic, to accountability, to honesty where you're at with your game.
And,
you know, it's hard to just narrow it down with one sort of phrase, but,
What did you notice, Frenchie, then, when you went to Melbourne, say, from the previous clubs, and you don't have to name any other previous clubs, but, I mean, what was the difference
just
there?
Just had all of them to play for.
Yeah.
I remember it was 2009 I went down there, so Melbourne had already won a comp and made three grand finals in a row. And I did some media after one of the sessions, and I remember I was out there for about half hour, 40 minutes after doing media, and I looked out and Slater and Smith were still doing extras on the field. And at that time, that was
after
09.
The game.
No, after a training session.
Oh, after a session.
I'm thinking, after all these blokes achieved, they're still the last blokes out there. They went to play for another 10 years and still do that. So, mate, how hard they train. Slater was a big competitor at any. Like, he was shocking around training just because he had to win everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Right,
like,
really?
It was quite funny. You look at it, but he was playing table tennis and he'd be arguing over, mate, someone got in the way.
Well, no,
mate. It's 2-1 in table, who, you know, but just had to win everything. So.
He was my favourite player. Whilst playing, my favourite player was Billy Slater, just because of it, like you said, and that's how he was on the field. From the time that the kickoff went to the time that it was over, the siren sounded, he was just all over every single contest.
Oh, yeah.
And his face, and it's just, he was just that desperate to win every single little battle, and I was just be in awe of it. I used to get told, mate, smash him, take his head off, do whatever you can. I was just like, in awe of him. I absolutely love playing against him.
So, boys, for me to win a comp, my observations, and I've never went close, but it is to have these things, the superstar. It's to have great finishers. It's to have an uncompromising pack with a good dummy half, experienced halves, and it's to have that X-factor player, which no one was speaking about at the start of the season. Now, last night, Homoli, Olakau'atu, he just showed that X-factor. And you know what? I left there last night, and I thought, I've backed them at $17 to win the comp. Reason being is that they've got a very soft draw coming home. I think they can run top four. I think they'll be in a prelim final. And if you're on a $17 pop with two games to play and maybe the best player in the world at that time maybe is now Tommy Turbo, Lachlan Croker, the service he was giving from dummy half, he was sending the ball 20 metres, cutting heads out. They weren't doing that at the start of the year. Mm. You've got Paseka, these young forwards, and Marty Tapao, and this, as I said, Olakau'atu. So I'm going down the stairs last night when we left, and I'm going down alongside Desi Hasler. And I said, Des, the last time you guys beat the Cowboys here at Brookvale was 2011. You won the comp. I said, I reckon you can win the comp, you know. And he just gave me this cheeky look with a wink, and that was enough for me. They are, let me tell you, they're in the mix.
The biggest Smokies of all time.
100%.
Brooksy just called that out there too. Yeah. He's saying that they're his big Smokies.
Yeah, well, Des has got him exactly where he wants him, under the radar.
No
one's talking about him.
Mate, we put marquees up out at the Academy of Sport where they train, and we driving in and go to put the marquees up, and we're driving past them training, mate, and they are training full on. Like, it was on a Monday we went to pick it up, so that obviously – It was their big session for the week, their big con session. And, mate, the stuff they were doing, it was horrible.
Did you miss those contact sessions?
Absolutely not. I actually literally missed them. Yeah.
Hey, I've never been so popular in them. You know, when they go, pick a partner, Guru couldn't get his arms around me quick enough.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, Fitchy, I'm just going to lay on top of you for a...
Mate, you know, surprisingly, who was the person I'd go for first when I was at the Roosters? Adrian Morley. He was the toughest bloke on and the softest off.
Really?
So at training, him and I would get together, and if we, like, quite often Sticky would want us to stand across from each other and run into each other like rhinos and bash each other. Me and him would go, yeah, Moz is sweet. And then walking in, one day Sticky goes, that was the softest thing I've ever seen. Moz, smash him. Do it again. I had to do it, and he had to kind of put on a fake grunt. And oh, mate, it was another thing with the good team thing. I think it's overlooked, and it's so basic and simple, and I say it every time. The first three plays. Your first three plays, you're on the front foot, you're up playing the ball quick. Then you get your superstars, who you're saying, can play towards broken play opposed to a wall of defence. And it's so overlooked. Those first three plays, if those wingers aren't kamikaze running, diving in, finding their guts, getting up, play the ball, there's a couple of dead soldiers on the ground, and finding that broken play for the, back in the day, the Haynes and the Tommy Turbos to do their magic, mate, you can't do it without it.
Yeah, and it just dictates, especially for a halfback. And they were tremendous the other night. The Blues were absolutely tremendous. But for a half to come in and have your team set up to get your rhythm as a half, oh, it's so much easier. You know, there's no pressure on you when you're passing. Instead of kicking around your own 30 and 40, you're kicking on the halfway and they're 40, you know, putting
That's
up.
Right.
Like, so your kicking game's different. It makes a world of difference. We've seen what the back five did with New South Wales sets. Obviously, To'o is one of the best in the competition. His work out of the backfield is tremendous.
0457 736 736. Have your say on the text line. But that's it, Toll. And that's why the news coming out today, Jaleesa spoke about it earlier before, that Ken Mamalo, he's coming to the Tigers this year. Now, if you're Luke Brooks and you go, okay, they're kicking the ball down and Kenny Mamalo's bringing it back and David Nofaluma's bringing it back, well, hang on, we're back in the game here. Boys, let me take you through Manly's draw, right? And I want you to just get a bit of an appraisal here. Gold Coast Titans, outside the eight. Bulldogs, outside the eight. Raiders outside the eight. Dragons outside the eight. Tigers outside the eight. Sharks outside the eight. Melbourne Storm, Parramatta, Raiders, Bulldogs, Cowboys. It's not a bad draw.
Well, let's just say I just went through all that. 11 games left. So if they just beat everyone they're above, they win nine.
That's right.
So if they just beat the teams on their draw on the way home that they're above right now, they'll just say that they win those games. That's 9 from 11, so they only lose to Melbourne.
Yep.
So that's to put another 18 points in you.
Well, and I actually think...
And that puts them in the top four. If they go 9 from 11...
Well, I think it's more about... Four. I think it's more about if they win the game at Four Pines Park in round 22 versus Parramatta, I reckon that'll be the game that puts them in the four. And I just think $17 is a crazy, crazy price. But foreseeably, they could easily win 9 from 11. And if you're charging into the finals having won 90 of last 11...
And you say 9 from 11, geez, you might have things go your way. No, that's just beating teams that they're already above.
That's right.
You know, we're not even giving... You know, we're not giving them the teams. And you're playing the Dogs twice. You've got a few others in there. So a tremendous draw for the Titans, that's
one
for sure.
One good win, and like when with Tommy coming back and that whole presence and energy on the field changing... Why not? Why can't they? We did it in 09. We got to the grand final.
Yeah.
Didn't go all the way, but, you know, changed our season around from one game. I think we actually beat one of the front runners. I think it was Melbourne and then the Dogs the week after. So they were the top two. And that we just went, hang on a second.
Chance.
If we can beat them, like maybe they took us a little bit softly. I remember Greg Inglis was playing that one game against Melbourne and he was a little bit like not there thinking they might smash us. And we got over the. And that next minute we won however many in a row till the GF. It can happen.
And the best thing for Manly too, especially last night's performance, you know, during this Origin period, if Dez does want to rest Tom, they've shown how good they are with it. Because the first four games without him, they were putrid, you know, but last night they were fantastic. They're a totally different team.
Yeah.
And if Tom does need a rest or, you know, you can put him on ice there and they can still do the job. So, you know, I think you'd bang on there. I still obviously have Penrith and
of course they are.
Storm on
they're,
top.
They're the two, but
Manly
at the price.
They'll be right amongst it, that's for sure.
What are they paying? $17?
$17.
I'm on.
Just to have them, if they're in the prelims and you've got $17, you've got to play two games. You're not getting $4 in both games or $4.50 in both games. So for me, just having the best player in the world in your pocket You just never know. Dez is a wily character, so I'm happy to see him go around. Toddy Payton was a little bit disappointed with his troops last night. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
It was a complete... Oh, it wasn't. It was a new combination. You know, Tommy Gilbert hasn't been in the edge back row for a number of weeks. And Tommy's new to the team through a decision to put Justin in the centres instead of the wing, because Javen had more experience as a winger and Justin's had more experience as a centre. And yeah, that's what happens when you've got new combinations. And again, we'll improve.
You know what?
Listen, there's nothing better after you get flogged when you're trying to do the press conference. Yeah. And the team song of the opposition is blaring in your ear. Yeah.
You know what? I would actually have the media manager for our team.
In, they would open
in,
the door.
In the press conference.
Because the media manager,
yeah.
The media box there, press conference room, that's just at the back of Manly's changes.
That's right.
So they would open the doors. Okay, get this in there, Toddy.
I would make it my thing if I was Manly. I would get the media manager to go into the press conference and say, hold, righto. When they interview the opposing coach, let's go, boys. And yeah. I reckon that'd be a great thing to do every game.
100%.
There you go. 1300 01 1170 to have your say. You can text us 0457 736 736. 50 points to 18. No Tommy Turbo. And it was just a rout there at the tribute day at Four Pines Park. They did that well too. Worst kept secret, by the way. Throughout the week, they're putting up massive signs, Four Pines Park on Pittwater Road, and they're telling everyone, we can't talk about it until Friday, like it was the world's worst-kept secret. Boys, State of Origin, and you tease this, Guru, the back five. So the very first set of the game, Teddy takes a run, Turbo takes a run, Teddy takes a run, Turbo takes a run, and they're in the half of Queensland.
There you go.
The very first set of the game.
Looking up and seeing that, like people just struggling. You only need a couple of inches of them,
You
know, just not being on their ready set to run up and smash it like a rhino. Instead, they're on the back foot a little bit and you're running at that. I'd much rather run at that.
Yeah, Tom's ability, not only carrying the footy, but he must have a huge engine because his work rate was through the roof.
He was everywhere, wasn't he?
He popped up on the left-hand side, obviously, put a lovely kick in for Latrell to score, but he was on the left-hand side a lot of the times. When who went down? I think Nathan Cleary made the break down the right-hand side.
Yeah.
Tom wasn't even on the right-hand edge. He come back through the middle of the ruck when Teddy picked him up. So, he was the amount of work he got through. Because I look at the forwards and I thought they were all solid, but no one had to do an extreme work rates because of how much work, how many carries these outside backs had. Like Saifidi and Jake Trbojevic, they didn't get their first hit up to like the third set because they couldn't get a carry because it was all outside backs, So, and like what Guru said, when you combine footwork and speed with size and pet, like that, they just blew them away through the middle. I said in the call, I gave him a standing 8 count at 14-0, and Jimmy Smith was into me saying, geez, you're going off early here. But I said, if we hold the ball and a discipline, don't give the Maroons any opportunities, we'll flog them because they just could not go with the Blues' size and pace.
Geez, they did well initially, didn't they? It looked like, they're kind of holding out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just like, and then as soon as it broke, it was just all over. The floodgates were open.
It was all over. I tell you, we're just seeing the replay here. Matty Burton, geez, he can play this kid. Wonderful, wonderful player. But Finchie did the all-bias call on Blues Radio. And, you got a bit of that, have you? Amy, let's have a listen to this.
I'll call it this early. Take your standing 8 count, Queensland. They're gone. Nathan Cleary, he's cut. See, he's cut. He's not a machine. Well, you know what, Jim, I'll tell you what. Play the third game up there because there's a no chance, Queensland. You know what? Give him next year. Give him three next year. We're going to give him 6 games up there. 14-0. It's over already. Shut down the state again. Palaszczuk, you may as well lock down the state. You know what? You thought no one went to work when they locked down the state. No one's going to work for the next 6 weeks because they're going to be that sad.
They can't. We can only beat ourselves. This is not being biased. Moving forward, they can't go with us.
I'll hand the shield over now.
And the only thing you were disappointed about, Finchie, you said there was one more thing that could have made the night. What was that?
Well, the prices went through the roof at the hotel, so it was like a tent city out there. A lot of people camping in tents.
Oh, right.
I wish it poured down and flooded tent city. That would have topped it off, Queensland.
Oh, very
just
good.
Just go along and undo the pegs of them all before you leave.
Tents to wash down the river there in Townsville. We'll see you later.
Well done, Finchie. That was outstanding. 1300 01 1170 0457 736 736. There's plenty of games coming up. We'll get to those as well. We'll talk about Sean Johnson and the Sharks. That's going to be interesting to see what he does. We'll talk about the games coming up, and we might just break down Origin a little bit further as well. But you're part of the show, 0457 736 736. This is Crunch Time, brought to you by Isuzu, the 3-litre Isuzu D-Max, Born to Live, and Red Rooster. Try their new spicy wings, the Rooster's Calling.